Amen. There's always places. We know of places, and we tell people of places, don't we? Chastity, if I want a good doctor, where do I find a good doctor? Amory Urgent Care. Sister Missy, if I'm looking for a good orthopedic doctor, where do I find one? Doctor, we all know of places, good places. Now, I could ask, where's the sorriest hamburger there is? Do not answer. Do not answer. I could ask you, where's the sorriest doctor you know? Don't answer. But we don't tell that. We want to know where we can get the best, where we can get the most, where we can find help, where we can find what we need in a time of need or in a time of want. This morning I want to tell you that there is a place. And I want to speak on that for just a few moments, the way the Lord has spoke to my heart. If you'll turn with me to Exodus chapter number 33, we're going to begin reading in verse number 18. And I want to ask you this question this morning. What would keep you from getting to this place? What would keep you from getting to this place that the Lord told Moses? Exodus chapter number 33 in verse number 18. There is a place. Moses has seen a lot of things. But the Lord said, I have a place for you. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Exodus 33, beginning in verse number 18. And here's what the Bible says. And he said, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. And he said, I will make all my goodness pass before thee, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before thee, and will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And the Lord said unto Moses, he said, thou canst not see my face, for there shall no man see me and live. And the Lord said, behold, there is a... And the Lord said, behold, there is a... by me. And thou shalt stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. And I will take away my hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence, Lord, we want to see you this morning high and lifted up. Father, we want to see your glory in this place. Lord, I'm asking you to please remove any thoughts from my mind, anything from my throat that does not need to be there, Father. Let me not say nothing that would be a discouragement. Let me only say what would be a help, Father. Lord, I pray you show grace to the ones this morning. I pray you show mercy this morning on us, Father. Lord, I pray that if they be one lost that had come to an old-timey altar and they get saved this morning, Lord, if they be one struggling this morning, they come to this place and they find help this morning, Father. Lord, I pray, Father, this morning for the one that, hey, might be just bent just a little. Lord, I pray that you straighten them up, Father, in a mighty way, Father. Lord, they may be at their wit's end. They may think they're about ready to give up and give in. But, Father God, there is a place that we can get to this morning when the world's in turmoil and it's all blowing all around us, Father. We don't know what to do. Father, there's a place we can get to where you're at, Father. And Lord, I pray this morning we get to that place. Hey, before we leave this morning, Father, I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost of heaven that'll direct us right into that place, Father. Hey, we've come in just to worship you and nothing else. We're leaving the things of this world behind and worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people said. Amen. You may be seated this morning. As we come this morning and we look at the text, there is a place. I want to say to you this morning that Moses was begging for God to show him his glory. You know what Moses said? He said, I pray that you show me your glory. And this morning, Father God, my prayer has been this all week long, that he would show us his glory in this place. But God told Moses, I will show you my glory, but I will have to put you somewhere for you to see it. I'm going to have to get you alone. I'm going to have to get you out away from the things that are bothering you. I'm going to have to get you out from the things that are distracting you. I'm going to have to pull you out. I'm going to have to set you somewhere this morning. I'm going to have to get you away from the distractions of this world. I'm going to have to get you away from the cares of this world. I'm going to have to get you away from certain people and to put you in a place that you can see me high and lifted up. Hey, friends, this morning, if you come to see anything but Jesus this morning, hey, you've missed the mark. Can I get an amen? Hey, here he came. He said, all I want to do is see your glory. Hey, I thank God this morning that his glory still can be seen. Ain't you this morning? I want you to think about Moses and what all he's seen up to this point. I want you to think about Union Chapel Baptist Church and all we've seen up to this point. But I say to you, we still ain't seen all of God's glory. Amen. Hey, I say we still ain't seen everything that God can do. Hey, this morning I want you to know that, hey, Moses had seen the burning bush. He had seen the burning bush, but he didn't ask Jesus. He didn't ask God to show him a burning bush experience again. Hey, he'd already seen the Passover where he told Moses in Exodus 12, you go and you tell him to put a blood on the doorpost and you put it on the top and you come down the sides. And when the death angel comes by, it'll pass by your home. Hey, he's seen some mighty things. He had done come to the Red Sea. And he's seen the power of God part that waters and the Israelites walk through on dry ground. I'm talking about not even a mud puddle. I'm talking about you could spit and it would stay dry. I'm talking about a dry place they walked through on. Hey, but when Moses get here, he didn't say, I want to see any of these things again. I don't want to see none of that. Oh God, all I want to see is your glory. I done been on the mountaintop with you. I done heard your mouth, you talking to me, and all this, the cloud of smoke. All I want to see is your glory. Can I say to you this morning, when you get hungry, hey, for the glory of God, you will receive the glory of God. Amen. I want to slow down and give you a few things this morning. I seen the text. If you'll look with me in verse number 21, that's where we're going to stay for just a little bit. And the Lord said, behold, he said, there is a place by me. I see this morning it's a sure place because God said it. He said, preacher, can I get to a place where I don't have no troubles, no pain, no sorrow, nothing in this life? I said to you, yes, you can. You don't believe that? There's a place you can get to where, and I don't know how long you can stay there. But there's times in my life I can get in that sure place where it's just me and God. All the distractions of this world is laid over yonder. They're still there, but I don't look at them. I'm not paying them no attention. Them old naysayers, them old long-lipped people, I don't listen to them. I get into that Word of God, into the old King James Bible, and he tells me that if thou shalt call upon the name of the Lord, he'll do great and mighty things that you know not nothing about. He says this morning, it's a sure place because God said it. I say to you this morning, that place, it is a real place. You can get there this morning where you can leave the cares of this world behind. You say, preacher, I ain't been there in a long time. I say to you, it ain't only a real place, hey, but it's a reachable place. Amen. He said, behold, there is a place next to me. Hey, you can get right there this morning. You will know when you're at that place because there's going to be a glow about you when you get to that place. You know how you know you've been in the presence of God? You've been right where God would have you to be? Hey, there's going to be a glow about you. You remember when Moses come off of that mountain Sinai and he came off that mountain and he came down and he started talking to the people in verse number 29, and the Bible said all over his face that there was a glow, and the people couldn't even look on him. Hey, when they got looking on him, it was hurting their eyes. You know what old Moses did? He put a veil on. Hey, God put a veil on his face so he could talk to the people. This morning, I want you to know, as the pastor of this church, my heart's desire is not to see the deacons get this glow. Hey, not to see just certain people get this glow. I'll pray that the whole church get a hold of this glow this morning where the Holy Ghost of heaven has done nothing but shone through you. Can I get an amen? Woo! Glory to God. There's a sure place that you can get to. He said, there is a place by me. I see it ain't only a sure place, but it's a secret place. It's a secret place. And not everybody gets there. And I understand that. Not everybody gets there. There's people that get born again that don't never get back to that place. They never get back to that place that God did in their life. How he washed them, made them clean, made them new. And the rest of their life is in turmoil and all kind of things. But let me show you a secret place. He said it's by God. It's by God. You won't get this unless you get right up next to God. You won't get what you need unless you get right up next to God. I want you to know this morning, you say, boy, I tell you what, I wish I could get a little closer. You're as close as you want to get this morning. I wish I'd get a little closer, preacher. I wish my prayer life was a little bit stronger. I wish my Bible study was a little bit stronger. You're as close as you want to be. You're close as you want to be. God is not restricting you from coming as close as you want to get. You're as close as you want to be this morning. He said that there is a place and you can get there just as close as you want to Him. You can get right up next to Him if you want to. But the problem is, a lot of us is as close as we want to get. We don't want no more of Him. Because if He did anything in our life, it would show up and it would scare people to death. This morning He said it's not only a sure place, but it's a secret place. And when you get there, I want you to know you're going to know you're in the presence of God and right where He'd have you to be. Turn with me, if you will, to Psalm 91 and verse number 1. He said it's a secret place. Not only is this place I'm talking about, it's a sure place because God said it. It's a secret place. It's right up next to God. I'm talking about when you climb right up in His arms, right where He wants you to be. Look with me in Psalm 91 and verse number 1. Boy, I love this, talking about a secret place. Psalm 91:1, the Bible says, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. He that dwelleth. You know what it is to dwell? That means you stay there. You get to that place and you stay there. You know who don't want you there? It is Satan. He don't want you there. Friends don't want you there. Some family don't want you there. Because when you get to that place, there's going to be a change in your life. The things that used to be a struggle, you're going to be set free from them. Psalm 91:1, he says, And he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This morning I say to you that it is a sure place because God said it. It is a secret place because it is right next to God. You get right up next to Him and the cares of this world will choke out right in front of your very eyes. The things that you worry about, the things that you have anxiety about, the things that are driving you crazy and driving you away from the house of God and the Word of God and the people of God. If you'll get under the hands of Almighty God, He will put you right where you need to be. Amen. Whoa, glory. It's a sure place. It's a secret place. But let's go back to the text, man. I just thank God this morning, don't you? Sorry for getting overexcited. Sorry for getting overexcited. Walked in the door a while ago, and I'm talking about it's not only a secret place, it's not only a sure place, but it's a solid place. It's solid when you get up next to God. You know who won't be there when you get right up next to Him? Well, Satan won't be there. He can't stay there. That place is not for him. That place is for you and I. To get right up next to where God, all these places I named that you named that are good places, you know where to go. You didn't just visit it one time and didn't go back. Huh? You go back. You go back. You go back. You go back. Well, boy, I tell you what, I've been in the presence of God one time, preacher. I'm telling you what, make the hair stand up on my neck. You should have went back and let Him shave it off. Preacher, I've been in a place, let me tell you, where the Spirit of God was so thick, it was all over my back, goosebumps all over me. Well, why didn't you come back and let Him finish what He wanted to do in your life? Why didn't you come back to that place and let Him finish what He wanted to do in your life instead of getting to that place and then not getting back to where it is? He don't start that in your life if He's not going to finish. He wants to finish in your life. He said that it is a sure place because God said it. He said it is a secret place. I got places at my home, you listen to me, that I go pray. Secret places. I don't mind to tell you where they're at. One of them is at mine and Brandy's bed. I'll bow down there. It's a secret place. What do you do when you go in there? I sure don't carry my cell phone with me. As soon as you get down to pray, somebody's going to call, text, or got something so important that it can't wait for an hour. Do you know if I prayed for an hour, what it'd do, preacher? You know what it's going to do if you don't start praying for an hour? Well, I can't afford not to. You can't afford not to. Preacher, I can't afford all that. Listen to me this morning. I'm talking about getting to a place where it's solid. You say, this is where I'm going to go and I'm going to talk to the Lord. I'm going to meet the Lord and He's going to put me here and I'm not going to let no distractions come into this place. Let me show you this solid place in the text, if you will, with you. Man, this is, talking to somebody this morning, you're getting tossed to and fro because you ain't getting to a place in your life where you say, God, I'm going, will You meet me here? Lord, I need to see Your glory. Let me show you this solid place. Look what He says. The Lord said, Behold, there is a place by Me and thou shalt stand upon a rock. I see not only in this one little text, it's a sure place, it's a secret place, but it's a solid place. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:4, And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was Christ. That rock that we stand on this morning is Christ Jesus. Can I say, when you get to that solid place, you can stand there? He said, not only can you stand there, you'll stand upon this rock. He said, you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see me when I pass by because it's solid. You got to get to that place. Yesterday, I'm not going to hit nobody with this, so don't run. It would be a good tool to use, is that, if you needed to, but we're not going to do that. Yesterday, I knew I was going to be preaching this message. I've been studying it. And see that ranch, Brother Jetty? You probably use them all the time, don't you? Use them all the time. Went to a place there in Weston. I love going in there. It's called Rebels. I love going in there because when you walk up, I said, what you trading on today? He said, well, anything you find, let me know. It's going to be the deal we're going to make. Me and him got a pretty good little relationship going on. And I went back there, and Kaylee found a back brace. And I was digging in buckets and digging in buckets, and I seen this old wrench. And I said, he's going to probably want $40 for that thing. I picked it up just as sure as you can ever see. And I said, I know something about this wrench, and I'm going to keep it a secret. This old wrench is pretty solid. I walked up to Rebels there, and I said, what do you take for this old wrench here? He said, nah, what about $5? You think that'll be good? I said, yeah, the thing's worth $60. I'll give you $5, thinking in my mind. I bought this thing. I was tickled to death when I come out. $5, man, you'll say it? I was tickled. I was bouncing coming out of the store. I done bought me something that is solid. I get in the truck, and I told Brandon, I said, look at this that I bought for $5. And she grabbed it, and she looked at it, and she said, ha, it's bent. Did you know it's bent? I said, yeah, but it ain't broke. She said, that thing is bent. I said, yeah, but it ain't broke. This new age stuff, it don't bend, it breaks. It'll start up somewhere and fizzle out somewhere else. Listen to me, a man of God and a woman of God that is saved by the grace of God, you might bend, but you're not going to break. You might bend, but you're not going to break if you make sure you stay in that safe place where God would have you. The cares of this world, it's going to bend you. As Brother Alvis was walking in, I showed him this. And I said, what do you think about that? I said, how much pressure do you think that's been under? He said, that's been under a lot of pressure for it to be like that. I said, I wonder how much pain that thing's been. Hey, look up here at me. Listen to me this morning. I'm telling you, this thing is bent, but it ain't broke. You may be bent this morning, and you think that you're at your wit's end and you don't know what else to do. Get to that place in your life where God has got you, and you know that it's sure, it's secret, and it is safe, and it'll hold you up because it's solid. Asked Mr. Alvis, I said, you think that's made out of good stuff? He said, oh yeah, that's made out of good stuff. Can I say to you this morning, it don't matter how much you've been, you're made out of good stuff. His name's Jesus. I got this thing, and I got it home, and I took my finger. I didn't have nothing with me. I wanted to make sure it's the brand that I had, and I licked it. Got down to the serial number. It's been stamped on it. Brother Austin, I say this morning, are you saved by the blood of Jesus? Well, you've been stamped. You've been sealed. This thing's been bent, but it ain't been broken. And the impression that's been made on it is still there. I took my old thumb and rubbed that thing. You see that indention there when you get it good and wet? You see all that writing. Yes, sir. And I got to Google that number on there to make sure I was right, and it was. Can I say to you this morning, you've been stamped. You may be bent this morning. No devil telling you, I'm telling you what. You done bent too. No, you ain't bent. Bent's okay. Bent's okay. Everything I got's bent. Can I get out of here? Yeah, go to the house, look. We ding up everything around there. Especially when Ryder's around now. He don't want toys. He wants tools. But it ain't broke. This morning, I wonder who I'm talking to. That preacher, I'm bent. Preacher, I don't know how much I can take. I am bent to a frazzle. Can I say to you as your pastor, yeah, but you ain't broke. You don't know, but you ain't broke. Here this morning, that knows what I'm talking about when I grab this. You know where this was when I found this wrench? In a 5-gallon bucket at the bottom of a bunch of other tools. That covered up for nobody to see. As I dug, I had to dig to find it. This morning, you may have to dig to find that secret place in your life. It's been so long since you've been there, and you already covered up with the cares of this world, and you're down at the very bottom. You may have to dig down to find that secret place. Can I say to you, it's solid. But can I say to you, it's a saving place. If he'd have not have put Moses in the cliff of that rock, he'd have died. He said, no man can look upon me and live. Can't do it. Why? Because he's full of glory. He's full. He's full. Bring all your cares, all your pain, everything you've got, bring it to him and put it on him, and he's still just as full as he was before you got there. All your stress, anxiety, your everything that's going on in your life, bring it to him, and he's still God. He ain't bothered one bit, but you've been set free. Let me show you this saving place right quick before we go. I wonder who this morning that's bent. Bent. Rusted. Been under a lot of pain, a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. I think he's been under some stress, huh? Look at that. Grab a hold of that. Would you let that be in your shop? That's pretty heavy, ain't it? I'll sell it to you for 10 after service. Hang on. Hang on. Guess what? It's not for sale. Verse 22, let me show you this, and it shall come to pass. If you'll get to this, he said, it'll come to pass. I'm talking to somebody this morning, you can't see light because all you're looking at is the darkness. You're looking at that you're almost breaking, but you're just bent. He uses bent stuff. It shall come to pass while my glory pass by that I will put thee in a cleft of the rock and will cover thee with my hand while I pass by. Why is it a saving place, preacher? Number one, the hand of God is there. If you'll get there, you'll see his hand. Number two, the help of God's there. Number three, the holiness of God is there. This morning, you ought to try that place. It's a satisfying place. This old tool that was found in the bottom of a box, bent and of no value for $5. Now it's got a home. Now it's going to be hung up, took care of. I wonder who this morning I'm talking to just needs to hang up the cares of this world. Come to an old-timey altar and say, Lord, I don't know what all is going on, but just, I want to get to that place right now. He said, preacher, it may take me 30 minutes to get there. I ain't been there in so long. Just get there. Preacher, we want to get out at 12. Who cares about 12 o'clock if you get set free? Come on, amen. Who cares if you get set free? If you're on a time, you shouldn't have come anyway. Should have stayed at home. If you're governed by time, you should have stayed at home. This is a place where you get help. You get what you need from God. You get to that place and it's safe and it's sure, it's secret. Man, I've seen people walk out of this place that's just like this tool, been bent. I've seen them walk out of this place when they got done meeting with God and God meeting with them and they were satisfied. Tears rolling down their face, happy as they could be because they got to that place. This morning, I don't know what's keeping you from getting to that place, but you need to get there. And you need to get there in a hurry. Because there's help at that place. Father, I love you and I thank you for this morning. Lord, I just can't even thank you enough for that secret place in my life. Lord, that place, he said, you told him, you said, there is a place. Father, it don't cost us nothing to get there. It's free. Boy, it sure is rewarding when we get there, Father. Lord, I may be talking to somebody this morning that just needs to get there this morning. Lord, I pray that the words I say wouldn't do nothing. I pray that only the words of heaven would prick hearts. Lord, not my will, but thy will be done in this place. Whoever's at their wits' end, they get to that place. I pray they get there this morning before it's too late. Father, I love you and I thank you. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you that Moses didn't want to see the things of the past. All he wanted to see was you pass by. He wanted to see your glory. And Father, that's what we're looking for this morning, the glory of the Lord. And we ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say,